Let them ask me, I could write a book.
For a few days in late September or early October, Denver is the center of the beer universe. It's the Great American Beer Festival, on the map now as an established destination for beer aficionados. And among them would be Jeff Allworth, who has taken it upon himself to write the Beer Bible. He comes to us from Portland, Oregon, which calls itself the heart of the world's craft beer belt in the Pacific Northwest. And we grant you a welcome to the Napa Valley of beer, the Front Range of Colorado.
Yes, I think there's some little rivalry between Portland and Denver, so you'll have to forgive my media people for promoting us there.
And here in Denver, of all places, but we're glad you're in town to tell your story. This compendium is exhaustive, comprehensive. How many pages?
650, give or take.
Lovingly attended to with tons of facts and photos, but surely your parents, your friends advised you against it.
Actually, they thought it was a pretty good idea, and I had many offers for research assistance. So,
oh yes, it's the research.
That's right.
Yeah. The research is the most important part.
it was challenging.
So tell us, how do you research a book that's 600 pages long and calls itself the Beer Bible?
Well, a lot of people think that it's mainly drinking beer, but actually there's a ton of historical work, travel. I traveled through Europe and toured breweries and spoke to a lot of people. I'm actually not a science-y guy, and it turns out there's a lot of science in brewing, so I had to bone up on that.
And then
there was a little bit of beer drinking along the way.
So you got one chapter in here just on what they call American ales, and there's always been some discussion around the term American ales when it comes to beer. If you talk to anybody on the other side of the ocean, there's no such thing as an American ale, supposedly. But it's based on British, right? On the beers, on the British version of an ale?
It is. That's where that lineage comes from. Originally comes from,
okay.
But at this point, the United States definitely has its own emerging brewing tradition, mm-hmm. which looks distinctive from the rest of the world. And in fact, the United States has become such an influential producer of these typical beers that we have here, which mm-hmm. Are often made with a lot of hops, that when you travel to other parts of the world now, you'll find brewers making American-style ales. So you go to London and Prague, you'll find American-style IPAs.
Right, and in Belgium, they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I mean, Belgium is maybe the most...
the last holdout.
Yeah, they're really strong.
Yeah.
They're big proponents.
Tradition. And
Germany is holding out pretty well, too. But you go to Berlin, you'll find American-style IPAs there.
Well, the structure of beers is a national debate in their lawmaking bodies. The beer standard, is a matter of law in Germany and Belgium. So
it's true.
They don't mess around.
And you find that everywhere, that whether it's written in the law like it is in Germany with Reinheitsgebot or not, breweries tend to follow a national tradition, and they won't deviate too much. And it looks very different from the national tradition at the next country over.
Jeff Allworth, author of The Beer Bible, new on Workman. Thanks, man. Cheers, I guess. The thousand ways to say it.
There's quite a number of ways. So I'll say Nazdraví, which is how they say it in the Czech Republic.
Right. Give me that one more time.
Nazdraví.
Jeff, thank you, man.
Thank you.
And have a great time out here, by the way.
I appreciate it. It's great to be here, and really nice to talk to you guys.